This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today welcomed the world leaders, captains of industry, innovators, policymakers, researchers and technology enthusiasts from across the globe to the AI Impact Summit at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. The summit themed Sarvajana Hitaya, Sarvajana Sukhaya, Welfare for All, Happiness for All, reflects India's commitment to harnessing artificial intelligence for human-centric progress and inclusive development. Meanwhile, he also underscored India's leadership in the global AI transformation, powered by the strength of its 1.4 billion people, robust digital public infrastructure, vibrant startup ecosystem, and cutting-edge research. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, extended his warm greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh in general and to Wancho brethren in particular on the joyous occasion of Oriya Festival. He wished that the vibrant festival strengthen emotional bonds, reinforce the spirit of brotherhood and usher in peace, prosperity and harmony in our society. In his message, Governor said that festivals are jubilant expressions of joy, companionship and our shared humanity. Governor K.T. Parnayak participated in a two-day seminar, Arunachal Pradesh, India's Dynamic Frontier, held at Headquarter 2 Mountain Division, Dinjan, in Assam yesterday. The governor said that along with the borders with Myanmar and Bhutan, culture and security intersect in complex ways. He further said that along the northern frontier, Chinese strategy is deliberate and long-term extending across the line of actual control from Ladakh to the eastern sector. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Saturday called upon the youths to lead the journey towards building a viksit Arunachal by 2047 through informed participation, awareness of government policies, cultural pride and economic self-reliance, asserting that the future of the state rests in their hands. Addressing a Yuva Soch Naya Arunachal interactive program organized by the state unit of Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha in Tawang, the CM urged young people to actively engage with the development initiatives and the governance processes to bring meaningful transformation. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men, while addressing the gathering at the 56th Tamil Nadu Festival celebration yesterday at Medo, Lohit, said that despite rapid modernization and indigenous traditions of Arunachal Pradesh remain intact and continue to guide society. Highlighting the need to connect culture with development, the DCM Main emphasized that Arunachal Pradesh possesses immense historical and spiritual wealth. He spoke about the state government's efforts to preserve heritage sites, including plans for developing heritage circuits, historical landmarks, and a proposed World War II museum and related routes. Such initiatives would not only protect history, but also promote tourism and generate livelihood opportunities for local youths. Home Minister Mama Natung released 6 children's pictorial glossary books in the Torah Mismi language aimed at promoting and preserving the community's native tongue during the 56th Central Tamil Nadu Festival celebration 2026 at Teju. The Department of Education at Rajiv Gandhi University today officially inaugurated a prestigious 3-day international seminar titled Living World Education of Past, Present and Future at the University Campus Convention Hall. The event brings together a global community of academicians, researchers and policymakers to address the transformative shifts in the educational landscape. Professor Rishikesh Senapati, former director of NCERT, New Delhi and keynote speaker on the occasion of the international seminar stressed the need for an educational structure and a policy that could bridge the gap between the past glory, present and future. NEP and its vision are that if implemented in its entirety, the document will help India achieve the desired outcomes in the form of Viksit Bharat. 2 police constables and 1 CRPF officer were injured in police protesters' claims. The tension was prevailing in Rukshin area in East Siang district after protest by local against in the silicon factory at Niglok Industrial Growth Center turned violent on Sunday. The villagers have been demanding that the factory be shifted to another location, citing air and water pollution. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.